Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is John chapter 21, verses 1 through 14. The Reverend Roy Askins is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from John chapter 21. After this, Jesus revealed himself again to the disciples by the Sea of Tiberias, and he revealed himself in this way. Simon Peter, Thomas, called the twin, Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two others of his disciples were there. Simon Peter said to them, I'm going fishing. And they said to him, we will go with you. They went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. Just as day was breaking, Jesus stood on the shore, yet the disciples did not know that it was Jesus. And Jesus said to them, children, do you have any fish? They answered him, no. He said to them, cast the net on the right side of the boat, and you will find some. So they cast it, and now they were not able to haul it in because of the quantity of fish. That disciple, whom Jesus loved, therefore said to Peter, it is the Lord. When Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he put on his outer garment, for he was stripped for work, and threw himself into the sea. The other disciples came in the boat, dragging the net full of fish, for they were not far from land, about 100 yards off. When they got out on land, they saw a charcoal fire in place, with fish laid out on it, and bread. And Jesus said to them, bring some of the fish that you have just caught. So Simon Peter went aboard and hauled the net ashore, full of large fish, 153 of them. And although there were so many, the net was not torn. And Jesus said to them, come and have breakfast. Now none of the disciples dared ask him, who are you? They knew it was the Lord. Jesus came and took the bread and gave it to them, and so with the fish. This was now the third time that Jesus was revealed to the disciples after he was raised from the dead. O Lord, have mercy upon us.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
St. John gives us an interesting little tidbit in our reading for today, a fun fact, 153 fish. Now, most modern commentators say we should not make a big deal about this, but I don't buy it. The fact is, there is one author of all of Scripture, Old Testament and New, and I believe he's capable of remembering what he wrote in the Old Testament 500 years later when John is writing the New Testament, as the Lord inspired him to do. So buckle up, let's have some fun with this number, 153 fish. One ancient interpretation of this number was the belief that there were 153 kinds of fish in the Sea of Galilee, and that the disciples, when they caught it, caught one of each of these types of fish, therefore indicating that the entire world, all of humankind, the totality of humankind, would be caught up in the net of the gospel. I kind of like this interpretation, even if it doesn't have the strongest evidence to support it. What I think is even more fitting, however, and you won't be surprised about this, even though it's something about me, is the connection of this number to the book of Ezekiel. It requires some minor Hebrew numerology, but a quick conversion of 153 from Arabic numerals to Hebrew numerals, and you get two cities, En Gedi and En Eglaim. These two cities set on opposite sides of the Dead Sea, and they figure prominently in Ezekiel's vision of the end times. Now, Ezekiel's vision of the end times is just a wonderful, amazing vision of a restored Jerusalem. And part of what makes it so amazing is actually how horrific the first half of the book of Ezekiel is. He's portraying all the idolatry of the people and priests of Israel, how they polluted the temple with their idolatry and the land. And the Lord in his glory abandoned the temple, it abandons Jerusalem, and the city and the temple are utterly and completely destroyed. But in the last seven verses, chapters of Ezekiel, God gives him a vision of a restored temple, a new and whole Jerusalem. And in chapter 47, Ezekiel describes this temple and the inside. And he describes a trickle of water that he says pours out from the southern shoulder of the altar. And this trickle pours out from the southern shoulder, and it becomes a stream, and then it becomes a river that flows out from the temple. And the man giving Ezekiel the vision, he measures this river at intervals along the way, and it becomes increasingly wider and increasingly deeper so that it cannot be crossed. And this river passes out into the Arabah, a vast and arid wasteland, and makes it into a fertile oasis. And then it flows into a sea. Not just any sea, it flows into the sea that we today call the Dead Sea. And this is what the man giving Ezekiel the vision says. The water will become fresh. And wherever the water goes, every living creature that swarms will live, and there will be very many fish. For this water goes there that the waters of the sea, that sea that we call dead, may become fresh. From En-Gedi to En-Eglaim, it will be a place for the spreading of nets. Its fish will be of very many kinds, perhaps even 153, I might add. A fresh water that purges salt from the sea? Fresh water that can make a dead sea into a sea of life? Where is this living water? Where do we find these wells of living water springing up into eternal life? Dear people of God, you know. You know this oasis, this tiny trickle that began below the shoulder of Christ, who is the new and greater temple, from whence poured forth blood and water. A water that spread forth in a violent rushing flood, a flood that destroys death and brings life and immortality to light. You know this river, for in this river you have been washed. It is not a river of a far and distant land, but the river that started from the side of Christ and now flows in every baptismal font. And whether you were sprinkled, splashed, or dunked, your entire self, body and soul, was drowned and died in that river, so that what came out was a perfect, holy child of God, united to Christ's death and resurrection. A wonderful promise to you. All that is wonderful and glorious and true, and I find it most fascinating. But you know what else I find particularly fascinating about our reading for today? Something that's even more astounding and glorious in some ways, something that even numerology can't touch. Consider this: the Lord through whom the heavens were created, who wrapped himself in human vesture, who walked the earth, who suffered and died for sinners like Peter and John and you and me, the Lord at whose name all the heavens and the earth will bow, cooked breakfast for his disciples. Cooked breakfast for his disciples. It's not some spiritual meal in our reading today. They worked all night. They were tired. They were hungry. And it was God's delight to put on an apron and make breakfast for them. Just as he knelt and washed their feet on the night when he was betrayed, so also he still comes to them as one who serves. He does not lose his concern for their earthly well-being, even as he finishes securing their eternal well-being. They were hungry, and he fed them. And in this miraculous catch of fish, in this act of service, he is revealed as the Son of God. He reveals himself to them in the simple, ordinary service of providing for them. Dear people of God, so also does he provide for you. It may not be that he stands at your stove in the morning with an apron on making breakfast, but it may be that he provides for you through those who do that such things. It is certainly true that he is providing for those around you through you, whether in your home, in your church, or in this very place. What a great joy and treasure you have that what drives your day-to-day service, your day-to-day work of those around you, is this glorious gift of the resurrection. In other words, dear people of God, you can serve your neighbor today with whatever God has given you, because the God who suffered and died to provide for your eternal well-being will also certainly provide for your daily bread. In his name, amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.